I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1948. That was the day that the labor movement came literally to the doorstep of Wall Street. The United Financial Employees Union went out on strike. The union was started in 1941 by Merritt David Keefe, a page who had worked on the stock exchange trading floor. Keefe had grown up too poor to finish high school. He had gone to Wall Street in the hope of finding wealth and financial security. Instead, he found long hours and low-paying work. He decided the only way to change things was to form a union. By 1946, the union had grown to 5,000 members. Keefe described their platform, calling for a general overall minimum increase of 25% in the salaries of Wall Street employees, job security, benefits of a pension fund, and, in addition, a bonus computed on the volume of trading. Negotiations drug on. Finally, 1,100 union members walked out on strike against both the New York Stock Exchange and the New York Curb Exchange. 500 members of the Seafarers Union supported the exchange workers' cause. The first day of the strike was peaceful, but the next morning, the police told the strikers they could not picket the main entrance of the stock exchange. One 19-year-old woman refused to go across the street. The police reacted by grabbing her and arresting her. Outraged, the picketers rushed to her aid. Some attempted to lie down in the entrance to block the exchange. The police wielded batons, hospitalizing two strikers and arresting more than 40. Sadly, the strike ended in defeat in April, as 100 workers lost their jobs because of their involvement. The workers had lost the Battle of Wall Street, the first and only strike at the exchange. Gotta be
cool on Wall Street. Labor History in 2, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.